Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Kendall Murray. You're listening to The Kendall Murray Show. Thanks for tuning in. Harley-Davidson has announced that it is offering all current and former U.S. military free riding academy motorcycle training. The new Learn to Ride program is open to active duty, retired, reservists, and veterans, begins on Armed Forces Day, May 16th, and runs through September 13th of 2015. So, if you're in the military or a veteran, or you know someone that is, spread the word. This is a fun, safe way to learn to ride motorcycles. And the best part is, it's free. If I remember correctly, when my mom took her class, it was considered cheap at $200. So free is much, much better. So just stop by or call your local Harley-Davidson dealer. Now, I don't eat McDonald's food or any other of that GMN stuff that's going to lead to an early death. But I saw a story today, and it's kind of interesting. Fast food giant McDonald's is no longer bulletproof in the age of organic food and anti-GMO sentiment. It has taken a step back towards relevancy, and will be testing out kale on their menu. After having a long, hard look in the mirror and realizing that being known as the number one low-quality burger might not work for them much longer, McDonald's will have two breakfast bowls items on their menu, one which will include the leafy green superfood as an ingredient. According to Reuters, the bowls are available at 9 Southern California locations already, though sadly it doesn't say which restaurants. The article also stated that they will test market kale in other markets beginning this summer. The egg white and turkey sausage bowl will be on their item with kale and also includes spinach. The other bowl is scrambled eggs with the chorizo option. Both run about $4. On the other note, what do you think about all the mining of our personal data from our smartphones, computers, tablets, and the like? Well, if you aren't really in favor for it, you might find it interesting that on yesterday, at top appeals court determined that the government's data collection efforts via these devices should be stopped because it violates American privacy rights. This is sure to intensify the fighting going on in Congress right now over the matter. I'm curious on how it will all play out. If you don't know, the U.S. government Before we bring on our guest today, remember, you can participate in the conversation by joining the chat or calling in at 646-929-0468. Remember, 646-929-0468. So, who is a fan of the noted casting director, Twinkie Bird? She behind the productions like And the Gabby Lewis Story, or Tyler Perry fan? Well, I'll tell you what, if you like their productions, I think you'll also enjoy those of our guest, Ms. Mina Smith. Mina, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. So, first things first, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a wife and a mother and a grandmother. I'm an author, a playwright, director, producer, and an up-and-coming screenwriter, and, a college student and a publisher.
All right. So, how did you get started writing?
How did I get started? Well, writing is something that's, I believe, has been in me forever, since I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, I remember my father telling me, you know, when you grow up, you're going to be either a teacher or a writer. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm not going to be a writer. I'm going to be a teacher. That's what I thought. And then the older I got, the more, you know, the higher in school I got, I decided, no, I don't want to be a teacher. The kids are too bad. So I decided I was going to work in music. Anyway, the older I got, plans changed. And writing has just, you know, always came back to me. I've always written short stories, creative writing. I used to have my teachers to read over my little short stories, and they always tell me what they thought about it and encourage me to keep writing. And one day I just decided, okay, I was laying in bed and I was just thinking about something, some things that had been going on recently, and just got up, went to my laptop, and started writing. I've been writing ever since, and that was almost 11 years ago.
Wow. So, 11 years ago. So what motivates you?
What motivates me is life, God, a covenant that I made that, you know, I will always keep him in everything that I do. So basically, you know, life, just the things that's going on in the world and just different things that that happens.
So who are your heroes?
My heroes. I can't say that I have any heroes, but, you know, let me think. There are people that I do admire because of the things that they've done or the things that they're doing, which they're successful at. Like, for example, the president, President Obama, Mr. Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, my favorite author is James Patterson. So different people like that that are very successful in what they're doing.
All right. What are you currently in rehearsals for?
I'm currently in rehearsals for a production that I have called Sticks and Stones. That production focuses and brings awareness to bullying and also domestic violence. And let's see, I also have another production that I'm working on right now for former NFL player Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Frank D. Murphy, and we're getting ready to do a production in Tampa, Florida.
All right, Tampa. All right.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you'd take your show off the road from, like, do more tours?
Oh, yeah. I would love to do more tours. We're, wow, we've experienced some of doing our shows on the road, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again real soon. I know with the production in Tampa, we're planning on taking that on the road. And I have another production that I've been doing for a few years now. Again, we've been on the road with that and plan to do some more traveling with it.
All right. I'm pretty sure my people in hometown El Paso, Texas, as well as those in greater Los Angeles area, will love to see your sound work.
Yeah.
Hope you make a
plan
soon.
Those are some of the cities that are on my list. I'd love to go to Los Angeles and perform it. Different cities. I have friends in Texas and also New York.
All right. So if you could tour any city in the world with your plays, what would they be?
I'm sorry?
If you could tour any cities in the world with your plays, which would you pick?
Okay, I'd say New York and Los Angeles.
All right. Yeah, freezing cold and summer weather. All right. So what's the first play you ever remember seeing?
The first play I remember seeing is Grease.
All right.
I saw that back in middle school, I think.
Wow. I think Schoolhouse Rock was mine. So.
Okay. So do you know about Grease?
Yeah, I know about Grease. Everyone knows.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what are you watching on film or TV lately?
On film and TV lately? I think the last movie I watched, silver screen movie, it was Get Hard with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell. And as far as TV, let's see. I love the Tyler Perry shows like The Have and Have Nots and If Loving You Is Wrong. Those are my shows there.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, the Kevin Hart movie, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. Will Ferrell is hilarious.
Yeah. So what's your favorite play by another playwriter?
Let's see. Well, I've seen so many of them. I really don't even know. Let's see. I can't tell you that it was a Tyler Perry play. And other than that,
right.
My favorite, yeah, of course my own. So.
All right. So, what productions of yours are you most proud of?
I have a production called No More Strength. That one is it's a story of faith, adversity, love, deliverance, forgiveness, inspiration. That has to be my baby play.
All right, yeah. Maybe I'll have those. Did you have a play that you almost did not write due to it being so personal?
Let's see. No. If I feel like if it's given to me, it's supposed to be, I'm going to perform it. So there's not one that I've decided to write and then change my mind on it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
they say
I can say that there was.
Oh well, you can go ahead.
Okay. I can say that there was one that almost became a nightmare, almost. But it was one that I did a few years ago. It was called Mary, Did You Know? And my leading character didn't show up in time for the show to start. So about 20 minutes before we were supposed to perform, the wardrobe person, she looked at me, she asked me, well, since you know all of the parts, why don't you just perform the opening character? So I decided the show must go on, and I performed as of course, with Mary, as you know, I performed as Jesus. So, and it happened to be one of the best ones, my favorite ones that I've done before.
Wow. Are there any plays you've done that you wish you hadn't?
No. Nope.
No. All right. Cut and dry. Simple. All right. They say that to see the world with complete honesty, one should look to comedians, actors, artists, and musicians. What do you think emerges naturally from your work?
From my work? Let's see. I'd have to say... Okay, that's not really a hard question. I love writing about things that people are able to relate to. Everything is about real life, not just my life. It's about stories that a lot of people are able to relate to. I try to make everything to be organic as possible, believable, and hopefully by the time they get up to leave, they will be able to take something from one of my play, from my production, and to be able to apply it to their life or be able to help somebody else with what they've taken from my play. I never want anybody to get up and ask themselves, what was that all about? So everything I write has to be relatable.
All right, I understand that. So, what would you be doing if you weren't producing plays?
So, when producing plays, I'd probably be doing something that has to do with music, or that's on the bright side. On the other side, probably standing next to somebody's time clock, waiting to go home.
9 to 5.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm doing it. Yeah.
All right. If you could get any actor, living or dead, who would be in your dream cast?
Oh, wow. Let's see. That's a strategic answer. It would have to be somebody that's really hot right now, that everybody likes. I would say Taraji P. Henson.
Okay.
Yeah. 'Cause, everybody likes her. You know, she would, of course, bring the... you know, the women would come out and see her, and of course the men would. So, yeah, she would fill up some seats.
Yeah, I think for mine, I think I picked Betty White. Yeah, she's awesome, man.
Oh yeah, I love her. I love her.
So people have the image that it's a nonstop party out there. Is it true?
It depends on who you are and the lifestyle you have. It's definitely not true for everybody. I just kind of feel like that life gets old after a certain amount of time. So, I mean, with that question, you would probably have to ask somebody like Usher or Jermaine Dupri, somebody, because they probably live that lifestyle all the time.
Point noted. All right.
Okay.
Do you volunteer in your community?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I'm associated with a nonprofit organization, and a lot of times they will call us and we'll go out and volunteer, do some programs that depend on, you know, different churches, and also I've volunteered with community theater as far as their drama programs and teaching kids who want to get into acting.
All right.
Of course,
so,
I'd like to do more. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I won't. Well, you should always do more. So what's your absolute favorite charity and why?
Absolute favorite charity. I would like to say organizations like the Boys and Girls Club of America, and different organizations that help people maybe like low income that have low income, places like that. The Boys and Girls Club, I feel like they've always been really good as far as keeping kids off the street and keeping them out of trouble and busy. So things like that, I would love to be able to just, you know, send them a very nice charitable amount to help those kind of places.
All right. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? Oh, let's see. Sticks and Stones, of course, I mentioned that earlier, and the Tampa Project with Frank D. Murphy, of the former NFL player with Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And let's see, we're actually working on I just finished a screenplay, writing a screenplay for No More Strength and a project called Unbound, which is, Unbound is a project that, a movie that I'm working on that brings awareness to mental health. And let's see, we're mapping out a couple of other projects, and I'm getting ready to release another book. So I stay busy.
All right. So how can my listeners stay in touch with you, keep up with your productions?
Right now we're updating our website and also our social media pages. You can also follow up or go to Facebook and look up writer Mina Smith and just click like, and I post everything that's coming up with the productions. You can also go back and look at clippings of productions, and also just keep up with what's going on and what's coming up. And that's writer Mina Smith.
All right. You heard it, folks. So are your productions available on DVD?
They will be. They will be. They're
right,
not,
well,
they're
yeah.
not yet. Right.
Well, can't wait for them to be. Well, it seems we're out of time. So thanks for joining us here today, Mina.
Okay. Thank you for inviting me. Had a good time.
No problem. All right. My listeners and I look forward to seeing your endeavors on stage and maybe even a little silver screen sometime soon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, right. Kendall. Bye-bye.
Welcome. All right. So this is Kendall Murray. Uh-huh. You're listening to The Kendall Murray Show. Thank you.
you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed.
This is my world.
Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. Time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom come. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all your stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier, standing on my feet, no surrender. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.